You know, to be food secure, you don't have to produce what you eat. If you look at the products you actually talked about, like in Kenya, you cannot satisfy the rabbit market. So if we had, you know, producers in the region producing rabbits and the skin, there is a market there actually. If you look at beans, all of us are actually looking for beans, and the World Food Program is actually looking for beans. So the issue is, you don't actually, as a farmer, have to produce to eat. That's why we would like you farmers to be business oriented. If I can grow beans and not produce what I eat and be able to access that and do much more with that money, the better. So I think we need to actually approach the whole thing around that. But we also need to do a bit of groundwork, because the issues of food security now are also connecting with nutrition. You cannot say we are food secure without saying, yes, you are secure, right, but what about the nutrients? Are you balanced as far as that one is concerned? And I think this is actually something that we need to, this an area we need to actually work on very hard. I know there are some initiatives that we have actually been losing. I know there was a time our institutions were actually training on agriculture and home economics. The trainees were actually doing a lot of good work in communities, not only assisting small farmers produce, but also make sure that, yes, you can produce maize or matoke for your market, but you also need to have a kitchen garden that can actually balance your food. And I think these are some of the initiatives that we need to support, talk about them, so that we have them out there. We need empowerment so that our producers, our consumers can actually be able to actually balance their diets. I'm glad when you go now to supermarkets, now you see, you know, indigenous vegetables coming up. Is it the case here in Uganda? In Kenya, you go to supermarkets, we can see now indigenous vegetables. In the hotel here, when we were eating, there was a corner on indigenous foods. And I think these are initiatives and processes that we actually need to promote.